This one's heartbreaking. This is definitely one I think that you guys will look at and go, we should have won this football game.
No, you're exactly right. I'm just kind of still at a loss for words, so I don't really have much to say. But, yeah, I think that we should have definitely won the game. But hats off to them. They played a great game. They came in, and they obviously wanted it more than us. That's why I don't really have much to say.
Up 18-17 at the half. What happened with the offense in the second half? Obviously, we saw at the end the turnovers, and you had your chances at the five-yard line a couple of times. Just talk about not getting any points in that second half.
Yeah, we just got to do better as offense. That's on everybody. That's from the players. I think it's always a team effort. So as far as energy-wise, coming out and wanting to make plays, we got to stick out, and we got to come back out the half, and we got to have that energy. We just didn't have it, and they had it.
I know as an offensive player, it's going to be a tough pill to swallow, that you're inside the five twice and unfortunately you come away with nothing. That's not easy.
Yeah, it's definitely heartbreaking. Like you said earlier, I still don't have much to say because everything is still processing. But yeah, especially being down there a couple times, we definitely have to execute a lot better while we're down there so we can make the plays that we need to make.
Maybe speak about the play of your defense and special teams who definitely put you in good positions for most of the game.
Yes, I think I want to just ask you one more time. Can you repeat the question because I kind of didn't hear you?
Oh, sorry about that. We'll try again. Speak about the play of the defense and special teams, which I know you're a part of, but it put the offense in some pretty good positions I think a lot of this game.
Yeah, no, I feel like that the defense definitely came out and they played their butts off. All right, they definitely had our backs, and I feel like it's one of the best defensive games they actually played. They let go a couple things, but as far as just overall effort, I feel like they definitely did their job for us as an offense. They went out there and did their job. And special teams, those guys, I feel like, are putting in the work, especially after 2 weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, having the punt block. They've been doing an excellent job, especially the punt return team coming out there and the kick return team. And hats off to Christian for playing a hell of a game. But I feel like our special teams and our defense, they definitely came with it today. We just, as an offense, we should have executed better.
Tough to process, I'm sure, but you guys now with the loss have left yourself with absolutely zero room for error the rest of the way. You need to win all your games, and you need Saskatchewan to lose out and probably need some help from Hamilton as well on the other side. Just talk about how you deal with that going forward as you get set to go to Winnipeg next week.
Basically, I kind of tune everything out in a sense. I still watch so I can know that I know what's going on and I know what we're capable of doing and still making the playoffs. But as far as right now, I'm kind of entering a different mindset. I never really wanted to be someone that was so in love with football, but I definitely became that person. And I feel like I'm comparing to my assistant and self and a work ethic like a Michael Jordan. I'm in here every day. And as far as I go, I'm going to make sure I put in the work so the team can depend on me when it's time to go.
Thanks, Dylan. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.